This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. Campaigning begins for assembly polls in four states and one union territory at its peak, with top leaders stepping up outreach efforts across the states to woo voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a massive public meeting at Cooch Behar district in North Bengal yesterday. Mr. Modi criticized the ruling Trinamool Congress government, highlighting lawlessness and misgovernance in the state.
Malda mein nyayik adhikariyon ko bandhak banakar rakha gaya. Sochiye, ye kaisi sarkar hai? Ye kaisi vyavastha hai? जहां जज और संविधान की प्रक्रिया भी सुरक्षित नहीं है, बंगाल की आम जनता की सुरक्षा की उम्मीद इन लोगों से कैसे की जाए?
The Prime Minister assured the people of the state that if voted to power, a BJP government will ensure development and drive away infiltrators. Mr. Modi also spoke about the government calling a special session of parliament on 16th, 17th and 18th of this month to take forward the implementation of the Women's Reservation Act from the 2029 Lok Sabha polls. Meanwhile, Trinamool Congress Chief and State Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed public meetings in different parts of West Bengal. In Kerala, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a public meeting at Kunnathunad constituency in the Ernakulam district. Mr. Shah said the upcoming KLM assembly polls are not merely for changing the government but to improve the state's future. He noted that NDA's vote share in the state increased since 2014 Lok Sabha polls and it is time for a government of the BJP-led front in the state. In Assam, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal addressed a public meeting in Dhemaji. He alleged that previous Congress governments allowed illegal immigration and land encroachment. Party leader and Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma also addressed rallies in Bongaigaon, Palash Badi and Golpada. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held rallies in Biswanath and Golaghat. He claimed that BJP failed to deliver on key promises made during the previous assembly polls. He pledged jobs for youth, better health care, women's empowerment and raising daily wages of tea garden workers to 450 rupees if voted to power. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar received a late-night call from his Iranian counterpart, Abbas Araghchi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they both discussed the present situation in the West Asia conflict. The minister also held telephonic conversation with Qatar's Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Yasim Al Thani and the UAE's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The government is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG across the country. It has advised citizens to use digital modes for booking LPG cylinders and avoid visiting distributors unless necessary. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to destroy Iran's power plants and bridges if it failed to meet his Tuesday deadline to reopen the Strait of Hormuz to all shipping. He repeated an earlier threat to unleash hell, but told U.S. media there is a good chance of a deal being reached with Tehran. Iran has halted normal transport activity through the vital Strait of Hormuz, leading to skyrocketing global oil prices and fears of higher inflation around the world. Meanwhile, OPEC Plus countries held a virtual meeting and agreed to increase oil production quotas by 2,06,000 barrels per day starting in May. The move is aimed at stabilizing global markets amid the ongoing conflict in West Asia. India has sent humanitarian assistance and disaster relief materials to Afghanistan, which is currently facing a difficult situation due to recent floods and earthquakes. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said that the aid includes kitchen sets, hygiene kits, plastic sheets, tarpaulins, sleeping bags and other essential items. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB defeated Chennai Super Kings CSK by 43 runs in Bengaluru last night, chasing a target of 251 runs set by RCB. CSK could manage to score 207, losing all wickets. In today's fixture, Kolkata Knight Riders will face Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens, Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.